Hi, good day, my lovely, lovely people. Welcome to another fun and exciting episode of the Sasha's Talk podcast. Now, if this is your first time tuning into the program, welcome, welcome, welcome to our show. So, I want to take this moment to give a shout out to Marco Polo from the Own the Truth podcast. His podcast is really, really a good podcast. I would recommend that you guys go ahead and give him some support. Also, I would love to give a shout out to Yodi V's podcast. It's a beautiful, beautiful and fun and exciting and refreshing podcast. Guys, go ahead and give them some support. So, as stated in our previous episode, that there are some changes to our show. So the new format for the show is that on Mondays we'll have some motivational talk, on Wednesdays we'll have, you know, business talk, we'll talk, focus on that area, and on Fridays I will try to arrange for persons to come in and to share their view, their expertise, or anything in that regard on the show. So today I want to also use this moment to say thank you to everyone that has, you know, been continuously supporting the show and for, you know, sending your feedbacks and, you know, just to share your ideas. So I really want to say thank you guys so much for your dedication and support. So today, our topic for the show is self-love. And now this topic came to me from a person that is very, very, very dear to me. And I was sitting down wondering what's the topic for the next episode. And, you know, that person suggested, why not talk about self-love? And really and truly, I think it's a brilliant idea because there are a lot of persons walking around self-destructive. And I believe that one of the reasons for this is that the lack of self-love, right? So I want to explore this topic today and to share my view on it, to share some of the benefits and why it is important to have self-love. So stay tuned, guys, and, you know, enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you, guys. Welcome, welcome back to Motivational Mondays right here on the Sasha's Talk podcast. Now, today's topic is self-love. And I want you to think for a moment, what does self-love mean to you? Is it important to have self-love? Is it that important? Think for a moment. What is self-love? Self-love, as the name suggests, self, is loving yourself unconditionally and accepting yourself for who you are. Self-acceptance is important in having self-love. There's no one in this world that you will have in your life forever except yourself. Why not love you? Why not take control and love yourself unconditionally, uncontrollably, and just accept you? I know of persons that they don't know how to love themselves. And they spend a lot of time trying to figure out others and trying to love others. But the truth is, if you don't love yourself, it's impossible to truly love someone else. It is how you view yourself that others treat you. It is how you portray yourself why sometimes persons might treat you in that manner. So having self-love is really vital. It is something that we ought to learn how, to understand how, and to figure it out. Many persons might spend a lot of time trying to understand other people, trying to figure out other people. That time sitting down and pondering and trying to figure out why people behave or act in the way they do, it is really taken away from the amount of time that you have to focus on yourself. It is important to understand yourself, because once you understand yourself, you will be able to deal with persons from, or persons that have many other personalities, different personalities. So you will be able to adjust yourself, right? So having self-love is really vital. Some of the benefits and perks of having self-love includes having a greater self of satisfaction with one's self. Because if you truly love yourself, and if you're truly in acceptance of who you are, it helps you to have a greater output towards life and a greater self-satisfaction, knowing that this is where I am in my life, this is where I am going to be, and this is what I am going to do. So you learn to accept yourself, which is important, and in accepting yourself, it helps you to have a greater satisfaction towards life, because you know that the effort and the work that you put in for where you are in your life, it is all about how you perceive yourself and the things that you had to do to get to where you are. So it helps to give you that greater sense of satisfaction. Another thing is that it helps you to deal with problematic situations, and it helps you to deal with adversities as they come. It helps you to recover from difficult moments. Why I say this? If you have a great sense of self-love, if you love yourself unconditionally, uncontrollably, whenever a difficult moment arises, whenever something happens to you that you don't know why, or you can't understand where it is coming from, it helps you not to sit down and stress over that situation. Because if you love yourself, you'll understand that sitting down and stressing and, you know, thinking and pondering on the situation, all it does is to create a more negative situation. And that is not good for your health, mentally or physically. So loving yourself, you will understand that I need to bounce back. I need to get up from this situation. I can't sit down and, you know, dwell in this moment, because it's just a current phase. So I need to move past it. So loving yourself helps you to understand how to deal with difficult moments. So that's also another benefit of having self-love. So another perks or benefit of having self-love is that it helps you to consider your mental and physical health, and you'll actually have more healthier habits because you know that taking care of you is vital and it is important, because you're going to spend the rest of your life with you, and that is a surety. So you will ensure that your physical health is considered, so you're doing the right things to have a healthier you, both physically and mentally. You will not allow for negative things to hold precedence in your life, right? So having a good sense of self-love will help you to take your life more seriously. You will not allow for negative situations or negative things to hold you back. So those are some of the benefits of having self-love. So it's very important to understand yourself, to love yourself, and to accept yourself for who you are. So we're gonna take a short break, and when we get back, I'll share with you some self-love quotes, and you know, as the show progresses, we will talk a little bit more about self-love. So I really hope that so far this you find this segment informative, you find this segment very motivating. So guys, just stay tuned. We'll take a short break. No one loves me like me. I am beautiful. I am who I am. It doesn't matter what people say, because I know me for me. I truly love me. I truly appreciate me. And I will always take care of me. Yes, guys. So welcome, welcome, welcome back. So we're talking about the topic self-love, the benefits of having self-love. So I really hope that you're digesting this information and it's really, 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 really helping you to understand yourself and to love yourself. So in this segment, I'll share with you some quotes. Here's one. It says, "No one is you, and that's your superpower." The author is unknown. Now, what this is basically saying is that there's no other person in this world that is you. You are unique. You are who you are. And there's absolutely no one that can replicate you. And that is your superpower. Being you is your superpower. So it's not about trying to be anyone else. It's just focusing on being you. Another quote that says, "To fall in love with yourself is the first secret to happiness." And that's a quote from Robert Marley. And I'll repeat, it says, "To fall in love with yourself is the first secret to happiness." And this is so true. If you learn to love yourself and to love yourself uncontrollably and unconditionally, that's the first step to happiness. Because you don't need anyone to validate you. You don't need anyone to appreciate you more than you. So loving yourself unconditionally is one of the first and the most important secrets to happiness. Another quote, it says, "If you are searching for that one person that will change your life, take a look in the mirror." And that our author is unknown. What this is saying is that sometimes you have some persons that they look for other people to validate them. They look for other people to invest in them. And if they don't get this, they don't feel appreciated, they don't feel loved. If you're looking for someone to change your life, to change your view towards life, to change how you live, to change your living conditions, to change anything that you wish or wanting to change so desperately, you need to take a look in the mirror. That person is you. No one can change you but you. For example, you have a drug addict friend and you want that person to change. You want that person to realize that it is important to get off the drug they are on and focus on their health. You can't help that person if that person doesn't want to be helped. So again, I say, in order to change your life, you will have to make that step to change your life, right? So it goes back to say, if you are searching for that person that will change your life, take a look in the mirror. That's you. Yeah, so that's the overall view of this topic, self-love. And I would love for you guys to send in some feedbacks, you know, to share how you go about loving yourself. To share with us, you know, maybe some example of how a person can go about loving themselves, to give, you know, some tips or anything you want to share with us. You can message me right here on the Anchor portal, or you can visit my Instagram page, that is SashaStock_, and also another page, it's SashaStock_podcast. So you can send in also an email to SashaStock1@gmail.com, you know, and just share your view on it. I would love to hear what you guys have to say. So thanks much for, you know, tuning in and for listening and for your dedication and your support to the show. So see you next time, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.